Fred Film Radio, San Sebastian Film Festival, Spain.
Fred Film Radio, we are in the 66th edition of the San Sebastian Film Festival with Danny DeVito, Donostia Award in this edition. Thank you very much for being with us today.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
My first question is, when you receive an honorary award like the Donostia Award, I think you should look back at your career.
And yes.
What was your reflection, your thoughts?
Well, my thoughts, I've been working at something, maybe not always acting, for 60 years. So the first job I had was down at the kiddie rides, at the boardwalk, And I went from there to other jobs, until I was in my early 20s, when I found out about acting, and I did that. So when I think about this award, I think of it as an embracing of all of my work from the time that I was an actor and what I've directed, what I've produced. And I don't know, it feels really, really good to have people from all the way across the planet invite me to come to receive this award. And I'm humbled by it. And I think it's a great honor.
What keeps you in the loop?
I always want to work. I do turn things down, but I work a lot. I work I've been very lucky that I work over and over again. I've done plays in London. I've done plays on Broadway over the past bunch of years. I've been doing a TV show for 15 years on FX, several movies. I just keep going. I like it. It's like when you get up in the morning and you really want to go to work. That's the best. If you can get that in life, good food and a great woman, and that, you're good. You're okay.
You've done some independent things, of course, but you've done very popular things,
yes,
too. You have a debate in America about popular cinema. The Academy is thinking about this popular Oscar.
Oh, yeah, that was
crazy. What do you think about that?
I didn't think very highly of that. I didn't think it was so good. I mean, the big popular movie becomes everything that they talk about. I didn't think that necessarily was a good idea. And they didn't think so, too, either. They took it away. They started it, and then they rescinded their ridiculous proposal. I think it's all about, it should be about cinema and about the movies and about what touches the people, not so much how much money they make. They're just trying the network that shows the show was trying to popularize it more. So you have the People's Choice Awards, you have the various, there's so many awards in the United States to try to popularize the movies, but sometimes they lose sight of it, and instead of trying to embrace and popularize, celebrate the movies, they try to embrace and celebrate the ratings of the shows, so they kind of like look at it in a different way. I feel like movies are should be thought of as expressions of the artistic expressions, and I would rather a movie like that had those elements in it and didn't make it that much money at the box office. I'd rather celebrate those movies at the award ceremonies.
And speaking about the audience, the other big debate ongoing right now is, where should we be watching films, at home or in the cinema?
Well, my upbringing, I'm from a generation where every weekend I was in the movie theater. I was in one of two or three movie theaters. We had five in my town, and the movies would change and go around, and we would follow them. If you missed it at the first one, you'd go to the second and third, and so my whole thing with movies is the experience of seeing them with an audience, seeing them with people. If it's a comedy, if it's a tragedy, I'd rather be, sitting in a room full of people with a handkerchief than sitting alone at home or just with a couple friends. I don't think it's a bad thing that kids have the ability to watch entertainment, stream it. I think that's a good thing. I think it's like really, because I remember when I was a kid, I was starved all during the week with no movies to watch, no nothing to watch. I mean, it's good to do your studies and it's good to play with your friends and like go out and party and this, that, and the other thing. But it's kind of nice to have the movie whenever you want it. And I like that. I like that feeling. But I also would never want to give up the feeling of, calling up a friend and saying, hey, Friday night, Saturday night, let's go see such and such. But at the movie theater, where you get the whole, the big screen and the sound and the blah-blah-blah and the popcorn, and every once in a while a pretty girl walks by. And it's very nice. It's socially really... I like a wonderful thing.
Okay, thanks so much.
Thank you so
much.
This
is David Martos. This is San Sebastian Film Festival, and this is Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.